The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We got this one on Facebook in the DMs. You can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. Send a voice message. You can do that now.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can slide into the DMs like this girl did. This is so funny, but it's a real issue people have at work. Like, well, I laughed at it, and I thought this is a great one, though.
All mediums are safe, and we could always put you in the Christmas Protection Program if you need it. So, yeah, feel free, slide, and we will get you on Am I the Jerk.
She wants to know, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for telling her to take off her sweater?
Am I the jerk for telling her to take off her sweater? Under context, it sounds goofy, but why? Why would you?
I feel like a lot of us are going to be able to relate to this. She said, here we go, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for telling my boss to take off her sweater? So hear me out. I love the way you guys write these things. These are so funny. She said, so hear me out. Last week, one of my coworker BFFs was out of the office all week. My boss thought she would be helpful and come sit at her desk right next to my area. Yay me. To help the department with the overload of work we were going to have for the week.
Yay me for sure.
It ended up being a cold, brisk morning. The office doesn't have the heat on at night, let alone on the weekends. So the office was a bit nipply, to say the best.
A tidbit.
I said the other one. I get settled into my area, get into my zone, and my boss makes a comment about my heater being on and how hot she was feeling. I then commented I would turn my heater the other direction because I was still cold. I apologized if it was blasting her space. A few minutes later, she asked me to turn off my heater because she is hot. I looked back at her for the first time all morning and saw this woman wearing so many layers. She looked like the little boy from A Christmas Story.
if we old enough to laugh at that reference.
I then kindly asked her to remove some of her layers because I was cold. So, the hot person or the cold person? Who's the jerk? Am I the jerk for asking my boss to remove some clothing? Or should I have winterized myself prior to showing up to work? Am I the jerk for telling her to take off her sweater and leave? She left the heater on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now I'm following.
This
because
is hysterical, yet a real problem at work.
Technically, right? We work in cold offices, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it can get drafty in here. Mm-hmm. And it's a catch-22 on whether you're hot or you're cold, and there's never an in-between. It's never set to the proper temperature, and nobody's ever happy.
Her name's Amanda. I'm going to call her Mandy.
Mandy? Well, Mandy, here we go.
Okay.
I think Mandy is the jerk.
Mm.
You had a coworker that was gone. You had a boss that was stepping in to help.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a boss that was stepping into the work environment to help. Like, great, you don't want your boss sitting next to you. Sure.
Annoying.
But they're a team player, and you got to look at the bigger picture here. They are helping you with the overhead workload. They could have just left y'all with it and said, deal with it. And you would have been sitting there sweating. You would have needed the heater because you would have been under pressure.
Yeah.
She's sitting there being a team player. I think she's jerky because that is your boss.
Mm. Why is the boss? You got to come all the way in our space. Fine. You know what? I won't focus on that. That's not important.
There's respect in the dynamic, right? And maybe the boss was taking a little bit of a power trip by saying, hey, can you turn the heater down or turn the heater off? But it's your boss.
Dude, if I'm, think about this. What happens when we go back to our boss's office? It just happened a week ago.
It'd be so hot back there, bro.
We went in there and what was the first thing I said to him? I go, dude.
It is a sauna in there. I'm not going to lie.
I go, dude, why is it so hot here? And he's like, and I go, come on, I'm dying. We opened the door. I made him turn off the heater. And think about that. That's our boss.
Yeah.
And I went straight into his office and I went, yo,
we
got
to keep this door open, man.
I can't live like this in a meeting. Like, I don't know why it's so hot in here. So I know what it's like to be so hot or cold, you're uncomfortable. It's kind of like being hungry at work. They make you unable to focus.
Good analogy.
So the problem is both are suffering here. Take off the sweater and then see how you feel.
Maybe.
You have 19 layers on. You go first. You go, then I go.
See, but there's a difference in the closed environment and an open environment. They're in an open environment where everybody's got to figure out their comforts. Mm-hmm. Right? Maybe the layer would have been the move. But I can almost guarantee that she wasn't the only person that was feeling the heat from that heater.
Maybe, yeah.
And just not saying nothing because we know how the environment is at work.
Mm-hmm.
Your boss came in and said, listen, I'm the boss. I'm going to just tell you plainly what I think and what
Turn
I need.
Turn off the heater. It's too hot. She's going, but you have 19 layers on. You take off a layer.
Coworkers aren't going to speak up like that. Maybe other people were hot too.
Yeah. Well, and just because you have layers doesn't mean you can take them off.
True.
Like, think about when I get hot in the studio and I take off clothes. I would never do that in front of, like, our bosses.
Yeah.
The way you and I, we're like family.
Right.
So I'll get into, like, my workout gear if I'm that hot. Like, I would never do that in our boss's office.
I get that.
I wouldn't strip down to those layers. So I don't think that's fair either to tell people to take off their clothes if they don't want to.
And if they're not comfortable to.
Because you wouldn't
and
do that.
And it's your
that.
Boss. You just told your boss to strip down.
Like, ew.
Take that sweater off, big dog. What? Excuse me?
Take that sweater off, big dog. 414-533-1037. Now you can call, you can text, or leave us a voice message, we learned. But is Mandy the jerk for telling her boss to take off her sweater? The boss came over to her area to help with work. She has a heater because she's always cold. And the boss said, turn it off. And she's like, but you got so many layers. Take off a layer. Who's the jerk? Is Mandy the jerk for telling her to take off the sweater? We'll talk to you next.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Mandy the jerk for telling her boss to take off her sweater? She basically works in an area where she's cold all the time, so she has a heater, and the boss came over to help out for a coworker who was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And as Mandy said in her message to us, she said the boss looked like she was dressed like the kid in A Christmas Story. She had that many layers on.
Too many layers for the youngins that don't get the reference.
So she wouldn't know if she's the jerk for asking her boss to remove some clothing instead of turning off her heater.
Yeah. I said, yeah, bro. The boss is already there helping out with overhead workload. They're more than graciously helping you when they don't really have to. Being a team player, sitting next to y'all, and then you're going to say, hey, take off a layer.
Well,
they could have just left you with the work.
Let's go to Saucy Sandra. She is hot about this one.
Uh-oh.
All right. No pun intended. No pun intended.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, I missed that. Dang it.
Yes. So, yes. She is definitely not the jerk.
Mm. Okay.
Her boss came into her work area.
Ooh, there we go.
Where she has had this heater. So it's like somebody else is coming into your space and then telling you what to do.
Yeah,
like, no, that's not how it works. This is my area. This is like my home away from home. And this is what we do. And if you don't like it, lady, you're wearing too many clothes. Take it off.
Well, and you know what? If I pull back the curtain a little more now that I have another woman on the phone, Saucy, it's not even like I can say, oh, maybe your boss is older, going through menopause or a change, because she wouldn't be wearing 19 layers if she was.
That's it.
So we know it's not a hormonal thing, because she wouldn't she wouldn't look like that.
It's a preference.
That's where I get annoyed. That part.
Yep.
So what Saucy's saying is the boss should have known the dynamic in the office. Just because she doesn't sit there every day don't mean she don't walk by there at least once a day.
I actually think it was kind of rude of the boss to say something, to tell her to shut the heater off. Because when you think about it, like, no, lady, you're the one who's wearing all these layers. I dress for work because I know what I'm coming into, and I know I have a heater. I know that I'm going to be comfortable. You came in here with 19 layers on.
Can't
put my arms down.
Okay, hold on. So Nicole, or I'm sorry, maybe they didn't sign their name. They said jerk. You cannot have a space heater. She needs to get rid of it. Triggered. This is somebody saying jerk.
Why can't you have a space heater?
Well, some people say it's a fire hazard. I know that the fire department's come in here and told us to get rid of ours, and we've been like, come on! And they're like, nope. So shout out Hills Corners Fire Department. But I know that sometimes you're not supposed to. So I don't, but we're not going down that today. We're not going down that
route. Not down that road.
That's another route we don't have time for today.
Let's assume this office is okay with space heaters.
Yes, let's say they're safe and
yeah, and not only that, they didn't say, the boss didn't say, shut it off, it's a fire hazard.
Right.
No, she said, shut it off, it's too hot.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Touché? Okay.
That part.
Still not backing down, but I see where you're coming from, Sauce.
Fine.
Okay.
All right, now I actually agree. Not the jerk. Thanks, Sauce.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, bye.
Especially because they don't work in the same area all the time,
and that's why I'm on the other side going, what are y'all talking about? You should adhere. It is your boss. Mm-hmm. It is your superior. If they're asking you to do something, it's not a dutiful order, but it's saying like, hey, it's your boss. Do you really want to create that negative work environment between your boss and you over a space heater? Whether or not you think they're going to remember this.
This is what Nicole texted in. She said, one should wear appropriate clothes for work and have layers that can be removed in a professional manner. I mean, we all know which areas of the building are cold. We don't get to control the temperature at work, but you can control what you wear to your own personal preferences. The boss is a jerk. Love all the commentary, Nicole.
Bet, biggity bet.
Thank you. Becky's in Milwaukee. Hi, Becky. Good morning.
Huh? Good morning.
All right. You next up. Talk to us. Do you think Mandy's the jerk for telling her boss to take off some layers to strip down, girl?
Heck no. That boss obviously was dressed like a snowman because she knows it's cold in there.
Snowman.
You guys are too much. Go on.
Really. I've been in a cold office situation that that triggered me immensely because I've had to have the heater, wear gloves because I was freezing. So that boss is dressed. Mm-hmm. She knows you need to come in early if you want, or have it auto-programmed to turn it on before your employees get there.
Also, it heats up the space without... I follow.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Well, that's assuming that's a fancy space heater, bruh.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they should fix the building heater then.
Well,
they're the real jerks.
That's hysterical. That was rich. Because this DZ and I have been dealing with... Come on. You know how many times we've seen the HVAC people in here trying to fix the flow and they can't no matter what they do?
Right.
I swear to God. They've worked on this building for years. We have a real flow problem.
Why?
And some places are freezing and some are hot.
What I'm hearing is that all of us got HVAC issues in our offices. What's the issue with Wisconsin HVAC? Hold
You're
on.
All fired.
Y'all are all jerks. But you know what? New topic.
I hate you all. No, I'm just kidding. But please come when I need my heat fixed or my air. I love you all.
And definitely all right. Clean my ducts. But Becky, 2 for 2, not the jerk, huh?
Not the jerk. All right. Thanks,
jerk.
Becky. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Last but not least, Danielle's in Butler. Let's pull her up. Hi, Danielle.
Is this Danielle?
Yeah.
What would Danielle do, Danielle?
Clean
sweep. Brought the broom?
I brought the broom.
Sweep.
She's not the jerk. Not the jerk.
I'm on this side alone.
Think about it. Other people in that space are probably counting on that space heater to keep them warm. And they're like, please don't turn it off. Please don't turn it off.
I'm on the other end going, there's probably other coworkers that don't want to say something to you, that are uncomfortable, that are hot because they do know how cold that building is. And they do layer up because they don't have space heaters. Then your space heater heats up the environment. Now they're sweating.
They're sweating.
And they don't have the gumption to say something, but your boss will, not your coworkers.
No, I'm saying the opposite.
That's what I'm saying. We're on opposite ends of the same point going, wow, we really disagreed as much.
Well, Catherine in McGuanago said, jerk, I am a boss. And anytime someone comes into my office, I'm either running my heater or a fan and shut either off because being respectful of anyone else that comes in for any length of time.
So
and the boss can probably help from her own office, too. She doesn't have to be sitting in her coworker's spot.
I was like, you don't need to go sit with them.
No.
How are they supposed to talk trash about you if you're sitting there?
And the truth comes out.
Nobody wants their boss at the table. Come on.
No.
Y'all not wrong.
With the principal, nobody.
That part.
And whoever texted in, y'all frigid bitches, turn off the heater.
I'm done with y'all.
I hate you all right now. You guys are wild.
Clean sweep, not the jerk. Bye, Danielle.
Bye. Wow. All right. Congrats, Mandy. You won Am I the Jerk today. If there was a chance to win something.
All these brooms are yours. Sweet.
Yowzas. All right. We're going to listen to your voice messages and
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Read all your texts. Thank you for sending all those in.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.